We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Then a lot of action going on for the last few years over there at the Simsbury Performing Arts Center. And I love it out there on Iron Horse Boulevard. And I've been out. Oh, I saw the Beach Boys out there. It was fantastic. They do some different kinds of events out there in general to help out different charities and such. And as I'd mentioned, you know, I've talked to Mark Mitchell about some of the things that are happening out there before. And I saw this great show coming up, Funny Women of a Certain Age. And I asked Mark, you know, who I could talk to. And he said, our next guest would be right. And that's Missy DeNuno. And Missy is kind of keeps an eye on things over there. She's the big cheese. So we asked if she could come on the air with us this morning and give us just a little bit of an idea what else is happening at the Simsbury Performing Arts out there. Good morning to you, Missy. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, are you kidding me? When Mark Mitchell says I better talk to you, I can't say no.
Well, everyone listens to Mark Mitchell, right?
Yeah. Okay, so give us an idea. I mean, last year had to be brutal because, we weren't able to go out to see some of these great shows. Tell us a little bit about the brief history of the Simsbury Performing Arts Center and what you have coming up.
Yeah, sure. So we were started way back when. So most people know that we are the summer home of the Hartford Symphony Orchestra's Talcott Mountain Music Festival, and a group of volunteers a number of years ago kind of band together and privately raised funds to build what people now know as the band shell on the site. So that is how we came to be, and we continue to host the Talcott Mountain Music Festival and the Hartford Symphony Orchestra each summer. As you said, my goodness, last year was a tricky one. All of our large-scale events got canceled, but like so many, we pivoted, and we were very fortunate to be an outdoor venue when so many indoor venues were completely shuttered. And it really taught us, Steve, that we were more than a stage. We hosted fitness classes when gyms shuttered their doors. We were able to do that safely outside. We had a few small performances. We had a full-scale grass volleyball tournament, all safely during COVID. So it was very eye-opening as we came into this season and looked to really expand programming, knowing that we had so much more that we could look into doing.
And, you know, it's interesting because I've been to some different fundraisers out there and, you know, some private events. And you've been very, very accommodating for a lot of different groups out there. What about it? I mean, what kind of other things do you do there? What if somebody wanted to have, you know, can you rent it out for just a private party or what's the flexibility of that particular piece of property?
So the beauty is that it's not just the stage, it's the grass. So we have sporting events. We have performances. We had probably about 15 dance recitals this year when all of these dance studios couldn't go into an auditorium. And people were just so in awe. I know you've been there. When people come out and they experience the venue, it's, you know, pretty awe-inspiring. So, you know, we've kind of gone into the community and said, hey, listen, let us help you out. And so it really opened our eyes to that. And then, you know, looking into programming our own shows. We are a rental facility, so people don't realize that the vast majority of the shows are rentals. We do weddings, we do company picnics, all kinds of things. But, you know, as you mentioned, we've got some of our own programming coming up this year with our comedy and music series, too.
Now, that was the thing. I saw that Funny Women of a Certain Age is coming out there, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But what other programs do you have slated for this summer? Have you got some other great shows coming in? I know that, like you said, the Talcott Mountain series has always been great, but what else have you got with this beautiful weather?
So coming up in August, every Wednesday, the first three Wednesdays in August, we have our first ever Simsbury Meadows music series. We did a virtual series in the spring showcasing the bands that we're going to feature in August live at the venue because, again, the pivot had to happen. So we're going to be featuring music from the Meadows Brothers, Among the Acres, Little House, Coyote River Band, Kids That Fly, Righteous Continental, all local bands who, too, were so impacted by the pandemic. And so when everyone was able to open their doors, we wanted to make sure that we could give those folks a home to kind of welcome everyone back to live outdoor entertainment.
So you connected us with Linda Belt. I understand she's a kind of quite an interesting woman of a certain age. What is this week's show all about coming up on the 28th?
So Linda actually has worked with us this year to develop our first ever comedy series, and she put us in touch with a woman by the name of Carol Montgomery, who developed Funny Women of a Certain Age, which really celebrates the female comedian, right? So I know you're going to be talking about some classic female comedians today, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And this show really allowed Carol to gather all of the best of the best. And we are so fortunate to have some of the region's best of the best coming out to perform for us, make us laugh out at Simsbury Meadows this coming Wednesday.
Now, is it going to get pretty wild? Is there going to be like a lot of female humor going on here? Is it going to be, or is it strictly, does it get a little risque at all? Because when you hear funny women of a certain age, I mean, what are some of the things they're going to be covering?
So basically, everything from having children to, you know, being in the working world, all of that good stuff, things that women have to deal with. I will say that all of our comedy shows are 18 plus for that reason. We're not talking raw and raunchy by any means, but they're going to get pretty real with folks for sure.
Well, we all remember, I mean that I don't know where it went, but the Vagina Monologues was a gigantic show and that toured everywhere. And I think, I think there's definitely some great comedians out there. And I got to tell you, one of the funniest things that ever happened to me was I was talking to my gal, to her daughter, Shelby. And Shelby's I don't know if you can say, you know, a women's advocate anymore, a women's liber or whatever. But I said to her, I said, I cannot believe that, you know, some of the things that women get up on stage and some of these things they're discussing and some of these things they're saying. And she just looked at me and just, again, in her 20s and said, so it's all right for a man to say those things and not a woman. And I went, and I looked at Angela and she's shaking her head and I said, not going there. It should be a lot of fun. It's 18 plus, and I guess guys invited to come to this thing too.
Absolutely, and I've seen, you know, I think the wives are bringing some of their husbands along because I think everyone can get a good laugh out of it. And we're gonna have a whole experience. We'll have full bar on site. There's no outside food or beverage because we have full bar, and we'll have a lineup of food trucks available for folks too, so they can come out and really have a great time.
All right. Hopefully some people are going to be up there cutting on the Mitchells, too. You know, it's a great family, and they got to take a few shots at least at Mark, you know, because he's always up for, he needs some abuse, doesn't he?
I think that maybe a teeny bit.
Yeah, smack him around a little bit. All right. Well, again, that's all coming up this Saturday. Wednesday night? Is that what it is?
It's Wednesday, July 28th, 7 o'clock.
All right. And how can they get tickets and find out more information?
More information on all of our shows, including this one, along with links for tickets, can be found at SimsburyMeadowsMusic.com.
All right, Missy. Well, break a leg out there, and I'm looking forward to talking to Linda a little bit after the 8 o'clock news. So thanks a lot for putting all the connections together. I really appreciate it.
You bet. And again, thank you so much for having me.
All right. Talk again soon. Keep the lines open, Missy. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
All right. That's Missy DeNuno, and she's over there at Simsbury Performing Arts Center. If you haven't been out there, it is such a cool place to check out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.